Hi, Anna.
Hi, Andrew.
And hey, everybody else.
And welcome to our podcast,
Scary Stories to Tell on the Pod. It is a podcast all about scary stories, urban legends, spooky things you tell us about. And this is our second time recording this intro because we are still reeling from the effects of two Celsiuses that we've drank.
One each, but not that each of us. If both of us individually drank two Celsiuses each,
I think we would surpass the spectrum of light and sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be that scene in Oppenheimer where it's a woman scream in silence.
Oh, gosh. That's not a thing to laugh about. I think I was thinking about the scene where the actress, the British actress from Midsommar. No.
Oh, Florence Pugh.
Yes, Florence Pugh, when he's reading Now I'm the Destroyer of Worlds and her breasts are just out.
My Aunt Kathy.
Oh, what did Kathy think?
Not care for that. It's always the first thing that she says when she's still a little bit too far away to hug me is she says the pop culture thing that she's upset about. And it was that.
Anna, that type of aunt behavior really resonates with me.
It wasn't with the Oppenheimer with the boobs out.
The coats aren't even off. What the hell is that? The coats are not off and they're saying that.
They're liberal in a way that feels Fox Newsy.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Whenever someone's like, "Can I ask you a question about?" and I'm like, "Uh-oh."
Yeah. "Hey, what's up? What's up with?" And yeah. You're like,
"What is gender?" I'm like, "Well, okay."
You're like, "I have my coat on. Give me a second." Are you scared I'm going to run away?
Is this a shoes on or shoes off conversation?
Andrew, did anything spooky happen to you lately?
I'm really glad you asked that. I'm going to cheat a little bit. I'm going to think, did anything spooky happen over my holiday season?
Over your holiday. That would have been a better way to say it.
Because most, well, you know what? This is more of a, I don't know, this might be a kind of haunting thing. But Chris and I were in the airport security line and we saw the full gamut of throw up happen. We saw a child throw up, and then about 3 minutes later, we saw an old lady throw up.
Oh,
and to watch a grandma throw up in the JFK security line.
No, and to have to use her abs like that.
I know.
While standing?
She's not getting those electrolytes back.
She's not. That's
only have a certain amount.
That's her new baseline.
And she was flanked by her two adult sons.
Oh, no.
At a trash can. Who the adult sons had taken the top of the trash can off, and that had brought some attention from the TSA, who came by, and they were like, "Did you take the top of the trash can off?" And they were like, our mother is puking her life away. And then they took her into some room. I don't know where they took them. I don't know.
The old lady bar room. Oh, LBR.
There's the nursing station, and then there's the old lady barf room.
Yeah, which is so cunty. It's really cute in there.
It's sponsored by Lorna Doone. it felt kind of like a medieval tapestry of like the two, like what is it? What are the three phases of womanhood?
Maiden, mother, crone.
Yeah, and then we went straight from maiden to crone, but in the barf scale.
You didn't get to see mother, and that would be, I guess, Kesha throwing up at a
when a mom
at the rock
up?
And bruise.
Yeah.
Oh no, nightmare. That's tough.
How about you, Anna?
I guess so. Sometimes when you have dogs, you need to give the dog something to occupy their time during a time.
Occupy dog time.
Occupy dog time. When you perhaps need a second to do things.
Uh-oh.
Mother, father things.
Okay. I see. Reading it loud and clear.
Alone moments with an adult couple. So I'm making it sound like we fuck our dog.
No.
Okay. So we have bully braids. It's a chew that can occupy the dogs. Ladybird no longer has teeth, which is tough. But she's got a couple. I think she's got 10.
Okay.
So Ladybird gets a ball in a ring that rolls around that has treats in it.
Got it.
So she can put, great. Lois gets a bully braid, which is bull wiener. Mm-hmm. That's braided with other bull wiener.
Sure.
And she chews on that. And it says, those things always say, like when it's a dog chew, they say you should supervise the dog.
Oh.
Just in case they choke. But yeah. I'm like, grow up. No one's doing that. You know, it's like Q-tip saying don't put it in your ear. It's like, why do you think I bought you? It's a rule we all break. So after the time, I came out and Lady Bird was like, hey. And then I called for Lois, and Lois is our young dog who's a floppy puppy. She's very mm-hmm. silly. Normally she like throws her body against the wall and runs whenever, like she doesn't take a lot of stirring to get up.
Got it. Yeah.
And she didn't respond at all. And I was calling for her, and she wasn't on the couch or the other couch or in the kitchen. And I was out there for a little bit, and I didn't see her anywhere. And I was like, she's dead with that thing in her throat. Oh. She's dead with that thing in her throat. Where is she going to be? And then Jason and I are both tearing around the house, and she was under the Christmas tree chewing on one strand of the braid. She had unbraided it and hidden two of the braids somewhere else in the house and was two separate places and was chewing on the third.
Oh my God.
So we took it away from her, and then she went to a corner behind a mirror and grabbed it and was chewing on it. Yeah.
These sound like lesser known verses of Good King Wenceslas. Like, he unbraided the bull penises and spread them around the castle, and everyone tried to find them, and the dog was chewing one underneath a Christmas tree while the king and queen were having sex in their bedroom. And
you're like, oh, they said Christmas in there. Okay, I heard Christmas. Anyway, TLDR, we thought the dog was dead, but she was simply being really cute. She had her head down and she was wagging her tail really fast.
That is very scary, though.
Yeah.
It would really mess up physical intimacy, I imagine, in the future.
Yeah. Well, you need the threat of what have I done in order to feel good.
That's an important part. Yeah, yeah. We always talk about this on the pod.
We do.
Which is primarily a sexual health pod.
Yeah. And speaking of sexual health.
Spectral health.
Spectral health.
Yeah.
Ooh. Andrew, I think it's time to dip into the mailbag, which is not something we've ever said before.
I love calling it a mailbag.
You can send us some of your mail at scarystorypod@gmail.com. We get these listener tales, tidbits.
I adore reading these.
They're really nice.
Yeah.
This email comes to us from gentle listener Anna.
God.
This is nepotism, I think, we have the same name. She sent it to us in December of last year.
Oh, sorry, Anna.
Wow. But that's only a few weeks ago. That's a New Year's joke.
Oh, last year. Okay.
Yeah. I got you.
Celsius brain.
Celsius. Oh, my God. We're not going to survive. Great. And the subject is, have you heard of exploding head syndrome?
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm in.
I have not heard it. So I'm excited.
Great. First of all, I'm so glad you're back with new episodes. You've helped me smile and laugh during a really hard semester. I'm a teacher, and this is the hardest semester of my career. Oh,
sorry, Anna.
Anna, thanks for teaching.
I hope this next one is a little better.
I hear it's tough. I hear they're a little feral.
Yeah, we really messed them up, I guess.
They're not good.
Yeah.
They don't like Zoom.
I've all sorts of TikToks about teachers being like, they can't spell rhythm. You're like, yeah, it's
like,
bad.
I can't spell rhythm. Calm down.
R. Yeah.
Oh, no. When I was listening to your catalog of older episodes last year, you mentioned sleep paralysis a lot, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious if you've heard of exploding head syndrome. It's nothing like the name suggests, and it's actually kind of hilarious. Sorry if you mentioned it and I forgot. Sometimes my brain doesn't process things and my memory forgets to take notes. Nope, we've never heard of this.
No.
And then she says, info here, and links to not healthnature.leaf or like... spooky ghost dot whatever. It's the Cleveland Clinic.
Wow.
So you know it's medical.
They've got a great neurological department.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Exploding head syndrome, EHS, is a sleep disorder. Although it sounds painful, you feel no pain. Scary. You hear a loud noise or explosion in your head. The sound isn't real or heard by others. This is on like a medical website.
Oh my God.
This is a .org.
Did I write this?
I feel like I could say this in Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish.
Duolingo.
The sound isn't real or heard by others. It happens as you're falling asleep or when waking up during the night. EHS is harmless and not a sign of another serious health condition. It usually doesn't require treatment. And then they little chart with a picture of a bomb, gunshot holes, a thundercloud, and a police siren.
Whoa.
Explosion. It says, exploding head syndrome is often described as hearing sounds like explosions, gunshots, thunder, other loud noises. The sounds are not real or heard by anyone else, it says in red font.
This sounds suspicious.
It feels like an alien government cover-up, yeah, for sure. It's
it only
not
happened
real.
One time to my neighbors after my wife got exploded.
Yeah. That's a perfect cover-up. Okay, it's a type of sleep disorder. Great. The episode typically happens suddenly, either when you're beginning to fall asleep or when you wake up during the night. So when I first saw this, I was like, oh, is that where you like jerk awake? You feel like you're falling down? This is not that. This is where you jerk awake because you hear a loud sound. Along with the loud sound, EHS can occur along with flashes of light and muscle jerks, parentheses, myoclonic jerks.
Myoclonic jerks. Okay, that's good to know that. That
feels like something a puny little twerp would say in a sitcom.
Myoclonic jerk, yeah.
You're a myoclonic jerk as he gets like hung by his underwear on the back of a door.
The whole crowd cheers.
Woo! Unlike its painful sounding name, the episode is painless. The episode is painless is something a supervillain says before he saws you in half.
The episode is strictly painless.
We remove your head and put it in your butt.
I can't believe this. Chris, you are nodding.
What? Give him a mic. Okay. Run down Sally Jesse style. Eat that mic.
It was probably 2013.
No, hold it closer to you.
I don't do podcasts. No. It was 2013. I was on the Long Island Railroad. I had not yet moved to Brooklyn. Andrew and I had just started dating. And I fell asleep, probably somewhere around Rockville Center. And then I had that happen. As I was falling asleep, it sounded like a gunshot. And I threw my phone in the air, and then it hit me in the lip. And I had a puffy lip for about a week. I feel like I told you about this back
when
it happened.
That's right. I remember that. I hadn't put together that it was a myoclonic jerk.
But the weird thing is that there was a dream associated with it. Do you know when you're a kid, those rockets that you jump on a thing on the ground and it makes a rocket shoot up into the air?
Yes.
I was dreaming about that, and when I jumped on the thing, it exploded in the most horrific loud way ever.
Oh my god. I remember that puffy lip.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This is unrelated to the time. I'm sure I've talked about this in the podcast before, but my iPad was on Chris's side of the bed, and I don't know, I was trying not to disturb him, so I got up and went around the bed and I picked up my iPad and it slipped out of my hands and it fell vertically onto Chris's face between his eyes. And it hit his face, and I was sure that I'd broken the bridge of his nose, and I was so horrified. And instead of like shouting out like "ow" or like "fuck" or any number of things that you think a person would scream when a heavy piece of technology is dropped on the bridge of their nose, Chris made a face like he'd just eaten something really sour.
I ate the microphone,
and he went, "Yeah." And then he smiled at me and went back to sleep. Anyway.
Aww. Sweetie. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
It exploded. Oh, my God. You exploded your phone up in the air.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt, Anna.
No, I think we kind of, I mean, the episode is painless. It's a parasomnia, which is an undesired event that happens while sleeping. So that definitely happened to Chris with the iPad.
Yeah.
It's also called episodic cranial sensory shocks.
Oh, my God.
How common is exploding head syndrome and who gets it? Researchers don't know how many people have had exploding head syndrome. It's more common in females. EHS can happen to persons of all ages. Some 16% of college students report it, according to results of one study. How frequent are they? They vary from person to person. Some people have several episodes in a single night.
Oh, ugh. No.
Others have episodes several nights in a row, followed by weeks or months without them. Researchers don't know what might trigger it. Some people report that feeling stressed or tired might have led to their episodes. So I haven't had this, but I have had something similar when I was extremely sleep deprived, where it sounded like a deep man's voice was speaking right in my ear. And I was like, ooh, I got to stop writing.
God.
Ooh, time to go to bed.
Why does our brain do this?
I guess it's the only way they have to get us to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go to bed.
It's crazy that it would be gunshots.
Yeah.
That bums me out.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be a man's voice?
Or a monkey screaming, like something primal.
Typically lasts less than 1 second, doesn't harm your overall health.
Okay.
And then because it's a Cleveland Clinic, it has a section called signs and symptoms. Signs and symptoms of exploding head syndrome include...
I can't believe that's what
feeling frightened or anxious after the episode, experiencing a sudden muscle jerk at the time of the episode, having difficulty falling back to sleep, waking up sweating, having a rapid heart rate, or trouble breathing.
This wow. is so wild. Gentle listener, Anna, I so appreciate you bringing this to our attention.
Yeah, thank you. And then she said, it was so vindicating to learn the name and find out other people have the same thing I have. Sometimes I'll randomly jerk my whole body awake just as I'm falling asleep because I'm positive I heard someone break down my front door or make an explosion in my backyard. In high school, I definitely heard a bus crash through the living room wall below my bedroom, but it definitely didn't happen in the real world. Turns out I'm just bad at sleeping. Shrug emoji. Thanks again for making funny things and sharing spooky stories. I like you guys.
Oh, well, thank you, Anna.
So sweet. And so I Googled exploding head syndrome, which led me to the exploding head syndrome subreddit.
Oh, my God.
And the question of how common is it, they said they didn't know. I can tell you there's 1,616 members in the subreddit, which That's is a- not...
Is that not big for a subreddit?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. In the wedding planning subreddit, it's like 40 billion.
The overlap is uncanny. But
and it's four online right now. Someone said, my experiences. I've had a couple previous experience over the years to where... When, okay, there's no punctuation. It's sort of like an E.E. Cummings poem. I've had a couple of previous experiences over the years too, where when I was going to sleep, I heard someone say, mother. It sounded right next to my ear. That certainly woke me up. On other occasions, loud bangs... Once it happened whilst I was smoking a cigarette on the porch, it was so loud I thought a meteor or something off a plane had hit it, but my family in the other room didn't hear a thing.
Oh, so can this also, because I occasionally will fall asleep and I'll hear someone go, Andrew, and then I'll wake up. And, is that?
I bet yeah. it is. Yeah, yeah I mean, mother, okay. this just means you have a gay ghost in your house.
Mother.
Yeah. Mother, yes, fall asleep, queen.
It happens every time I see a Parker Posey movie.
Yeah. Oh, and this is the spooky tie-in. My father passed away in November, and he used to sleep in the room next to mine. The sound of his radio through the wall made me feel safe. Now when trying to get to sleep, the EHS has got a lot worse. I experience electrical sounds accompanied by sparks and flashes, which abruptly wake me up from near sleep. I've also heard the sound of laughter. It sounded like my brother's laughing, which was weird.
That is weird.
I'm giving it an upvote.
Do you have... Like, so you said this happened to you once when you were overtired from writing.
Yeah.
Do you have those, do you have the spasms when you wake up? Or are there strange, like, sleep-related phenomena that you experience other than sleep paralysis?
Yeah. My sleep has been so much more normal in the last few years, aside yeah. from waking up in the middle of the night and looking at Reddit and texting you yeah. pictures of ghosts.
Never stop.
I can't. but I wish I could. No, I mean, like, it's hard to tell if it was a muscle spasm or just me reacting to the sound and being yeah. scared, but I definitely have you know what it is? I dream that I am rollerblading in front of my neighbor, Mrs. Krause's house, and that I slip backwards and hit my head on the sidewalk.
Oh my God. Did that ever happen to you? Or is that an entirely like,
I mean, she was the house next door, so I yeah. definitely rollerbladed past her Whoa. House, but you don't rollerblade on the sidewalk because no. there's too many cracks.
Can't do it.
Get in the street.
Especially in Massapequa.
How else am I supposed to pretend to be Apollo Ohno, famed speed skater? Is that him?
I think I'm like, what I'm interested in about this is it's making me think, I can't believe I've never mentioned this in the pod. Maybe I have. And maybe Chris doesn't know this. I have, you can go to the bathroom. Chris was on his way to the bathroom as I said that, and that was unfair for me to tease. But I have had this thing in two different apartments that I've lived in where if I'm like, it's never in the bedroom, but if I'm like on the couch and I'm falling asleep, I will see a momentary blip of a naked bald man walking by a door.
No, Andrew.
And sometimes it's on this couch and I'll be looking in that door and I'll see like a head peek out and it's a naked bald man. And it is not a terrifying thing. It is a thing that I'm like, oh, I need to go to bed. Like that's like just an immediate thing of like, I know that is the case. But that's been in the Crook Ave apartment and in this one.
Andrew, how
I forgot to tell you about this.
How has this never come up?
Anna. Okay. Anna, Jason, everybody. I can't believe this wasn't my scary thing that happened to me. I was staying. So I was in New York. I do this Christmas Carol show every year. It was at the theater called Ars Nova, which is like on 10th Avenue and 40th and 54th Street. So it's kind of out of the way of everything. And I decided to stay in a hotel in Hell's Kitchen, which is hell. And so I was staying at this incredibly overpriced hotel. And
the Hudson?
Oh, what was it? What was it? Was it a Hilton? I think it was a Hilton. Oh,
was it a Holiday Inn?
It was not a Holiday Inn. It was one that I was like, oh,
it doesn't matter. Jason's shaking his head.
Anyway, it was a very overpriced like touristy hotel right on the edge of Midtown, and it was not a spooky hotel by any means. It was like new hotel, everything. And Chris had met up with some friends and was joining me in the hotel room later, and I had already gone to sleep. And as Chris came in and as he went to the bathroom, I saw on the couch in the hotel room a sleeping 20-something-year-old man, like head in his hand like this.
No.
And he had like short dreads. He was like, I would guess like 25, like fully clothed, not a naked bald man as I am wont to see from time to time. And I saw him and he was asleep and I was looking at him so clearly. And I was like, oh my God, there's someone else in the room. And I was like, is this a friend of Chris's? Like, I went through all of the stages in my head of being like, this isn't scary. This doesn't look ghostly. I'm not afraid. I must just not know that there's this person in the room. And then Chris opened the door to the bathroom and the light from the bathroom shined and he slowly faded away. And then I just went to sleep. It was not a scary experience. I know it was like a symptom of a tired brain, but it was so clear. Like I knew, and like he was wearing like a jean jacket. He had like a striped undershirt on and he was just like very peacefully asleep with his head on his shoulder, like sitting up.
Like an Ari Aster image.
Yeah. It was very what? Surreal. And I didn't tell Chris this until we left the hotel. Because I was like, I don't want to screw up this.
That's polite. I think that's a sign of a marriage that's gonna go the distance. Is you wait until you leave the hotel to notify about the nice ghost.
Yes, but I can't believe I forgot to tell you about that.
You said that you didn't feel scared?
At all. It was not a frightening moment at all. And it wasn't like, you know, remember the tree that looked like a man in our old apartment?
Yeah.
It wasn't like it wasn't like the outline of a person. It was like fully, I saw the person sitting there, complete detail, like a solid person sitting on the couch.
And you don't feel scared thinking about it?
No, I think because that person was also asleep. I guess it was like, it was not, some people when they wake up describe or like sleep paralysis demons who are standing and like looking
at
them.
Right.
And this was someone who felt very like unrelated. It was like we were in the same room, but we're not relating to each other at all. You know, like.
Yeah. It's like common room in a dorm.
Yes. That it felt like,
Kimmel?
If you've ever been in like a hospital, like an ER waiting room.
Mm.
It felt like that. It felt like someone who's like been there a long time and is asleep. And this isn't your space. It's not their space. You're just occupying the space.
Or like at an airport, you were going through airports, like people asleep on their coat or something.
That's an interesting point. But yeah, it's so funny that I didn't even think of that. That's how not scary it was to me.
And I always get confused when people say that they saw a ghost thing and didn't feel scared.
Yeah.
Whenever someone like what you just said, when I heard that, I was like, how is it possible?
Right.
But then I guess it is just this experiential thing where it's not the hairs on the back of your neck don't stand up.
Yeah. Like, I guess, but, and also we've talked about this a lot on the pod that like, I feel like I have an evolutionary disadvantage. I'm very much not a jumpy person. And sometimes when objectively scary things are happening that are not supernatural related, like if a person is chasing me being like, I'm going to get you, which has happened before.
Once a week.
I am thinking some part of my brain is like, this isn't really happening. Or like, I must be misunderstanding the situation.
Oh, he has the sidewalk booked right now. Yeah. I got to get out.
I'm doing something wrong. Yeah.
And so getting back to the naked bald man who you see all the time, that has never come up.
I, I, Anna, I cannot believe
we have a Scary Stories podcast that we're recording twice about this naked ball a week for 3 years. Where it's been, has anything spooky happened to you? And you're like, I had a spicy tomato.
But I've not so mentioned the naked bald man. That's right.
And is he also not scary when you see him, or is it different?
There are times when it is, it's for me, the only times it's been scary have been when I am sleeping in the apartment alone. And that would be the case in both the Crook Avenue apartment and this one. It might have something to do. Remember the like nightmare I had about the man in the, in the closet upstairs, who was kind of like,
vaguely.
Yeah. It's kind of like that in a way, where it's like, I know there is a more established, like, scary trope of like naked bald man.
Yeah.
You know? I think I watched a movie as a kid called The Sentinel, which is about a model who moves into an apartment that's like the portal to hell, and then she has to become a nun. And that she sees her father, who was like a pervert who she walked in on having like a bacchanalian orgy, and he's in hell, and he's like walking around her apartment, and he's like a pale, naked, bald old guy.
Oh yeah, that's
him. And I'm sure that had some impact on it, but it's not that figure. It's like a not, I don't know. It's just, it almost is more like a Ken doll. Like it's like a mannequin. It's not like a living thing that's like peeking at me. It'll be like, if I'm sitting on the couch and I'm watching TV and I'm falling asleep, I'll like see the head like poke out from the bedroom and then poke back in. But in the Crook Avenue apartment, I would, if I was in my bedroom with the door open to the living room, sometimes at night, if I was reading, bless you. As I was reading, and Chris knows I fall asleep reading in a very weird way where the book is still open, and I'm like, I look like I'm a person acting as though I'm asleep reading a book.
What a house of horrors you two live in.
But as I'm falling asleep, I would see like kind of a figure like walk by. And it's not, it's also, there's really nothing erotic about it. It's not like a sexy naked bald man. It's just like, this is a human. It's the what's it called? The Da Vinci thing, except he's bald.
Vitruvian Man?
The Vitruvian Man, yeah.
That's so kind of cut?
Like. Kind of cut, but not like tall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Short king?
Short king. Short king, naked bald.
And Andrew, you did sort of like a herky-jerky spooky man.
Yeah, it's kind of like that he's not moving. It's, I guess as I'm saying, it is like a mannequin. It's kind of like a doll-like figure. And it is not scary to me, except sometimes, like when Chris is out of town, if I'm falling asleep on the couch and I see that it peeks out, when I go to bed, I close the door. And sometimes
it peeks out.
Yeah.
But peeking is the scariest thing a ghost can do. Can we all agree?
Can I show, I mean, this is yeah, podcast or a visual platform, I'll show you. Yeah. Okay. So I will show you what it feels like.
Okay. Andrew's getting up. He's walking over to the doorway to his bedroom. He's hiding behind the wall. He's now not visible. Oh! Oh, no! he hinged to the side and diagonally appeared from behind the wall, held still, and then walked sort of like a doll man, like a wooden soldier, into the bathroom.
Wooden soldier is, yeah. There's that like March of the Wooden Soldiers movie. I guess that would be how they kind of move.
It reminded me of the part of It too, where the old lady kind of walks creepily past the doorway.
Where it's kind of silly.
It's kind of silly. But it's scary that she's doing it.
Right. But it's not, I want to clarify, it's not like a rotten naked body. It's not like a wrinkled naked body. It doesn't look like an organic thing.
Yeah, like vegan weightlifter in his 50s kind of thing. Where it's like, good job.
I'm so sorry to hijack this. Because exploding head syndrome was amazing.
I'm so glad we got here.
This is so weird that we've done 200 and something episodes of this podcast, and really, it never even occurred to me to talk about this. That's crazy.
I would have called every person I've ever met to say, he's back.
I think maybe an element of it, because we do talk so much about sleep paralysis, and like there are so many stories about it, that I think in my head it like wasn't as interesting as like something is sitting on my chest and it has a hat, you know, like
there's a naked bald man in your house who lives here.
Yeah, but it's not like staring at me. It the thing that it has in common with the man on the couch, it doesn't feel like it has anything to do with me. You know what I mean?
You are amazing at not taking things personally.
I mean, I do think my grandma like had such a happy life, and one of the things that she said is she was like, I just try to think that no one does anything to hurt me. Like that, she's like, that's how I look at it, which I know in itself is a form of privilege and everything, but like,
well, that's amazing.
But yeah, but I guess in this respect, it doesn't even feel like I'm making a decision to be like, what does this mean? I'm just going to ignore it.
It's kind of like you're in different realities.
Yes. Yeah. Which I hear people talk about supernatural experiences. I think I sent you that video of there was like a British like ghost show about a woman who has, from the time she was a child, seen this figure who's like an older woman around the house, and like she sees it as though it is like a living person in space with her, and that she's like gone to all these psychological evaluations and people are like, you don't have schizophrenia, like everything is totally fine, you're just, your brain is creating this person in space with you, and that she's like, I know they're not there
for free. Zero, no, the free 99.
Yeah, it's like a Nutri-Grain bar. Yeah, you get it for free. Yeah,
wow. That, I mean, like it reminds me, I just read this book by a hospice nurse.
Oh,
it's, wow, called The In-Between. It's pretty great. I highly recommend the audiobook. She has a sweet like North Carolina accent.
I love that.
You know when you can hear that someone's short? It's just, it's great. But
yeah, Terry Gross.
It's about like how every dying person, like, or not every, but like somewhere around 50% of dying people will see deceased relatives.
Wow.
Who are like there and hanging out with them and talking with them and like ready to lead them somewhere. And that when she first became a hospice nurse, she was like, oh boy, okay, they're hallucinating. What do we do? And that all the seasoned hospice nurses were like, no, no, that's the thing that happened. Wow. And then she went to her supervising doctor, who also confirmed like, yeah, it's just a thing that they all see it. And we kind of, and she was like, so what is that? And they're like, oh, I don't know. It just is a thing that happens. Like,
wow.
I guess it's angels. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like you're talking about where it's like they are transitioning between here and somewhere else.
Right.
And they know more about where they're going than we do. So like, we're just going to take a look at their blood oxygen level, I guess. And
I feel so, TikTok really serves me up a lot of hospice nurses.
Oh, send them.
I don't know what that means. But I really enjoy, I'll send them along. I really do enjoy, or I don't enjoy it. I think I like having some exposure therapy to what I imagine would, like a thing that everyone fears, whether it's,
yeah,
you know, their loved ones or themselves, or and that one of the ones that was so interesting is like a phenomenon where people wait to die till, mm-hmm, they talk to someone, or like getting a phone call from someone.
Yeah.
And that then there are other people, it tends to be if someone is very social, they very often wait to die until there are people around. And people who are more private wait to die until someone leaves. Leave.
Yeah. Yeah. This book covers that too. She was like, I know a lot of extremely experienced medical professionals who all have kind of a shrug, I'm not sure, but they all, like, there's no medical term for it, but it's clear that people have some kind of control over when they die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many stories like that.
Right. And like, couples, like elderly couples where one dies and the other, like nothing, there is no explanation as to why the other person dies a few days later. And then it's not necessarily out of grief or anything like that, but it just is sort of like,
I'm gonna go.
Yeah. It's time. I'm gonna Irish goodbye.
Yeah. That, yeah. I, the book taught me that you can become a hospice volunteer.
Oh, wow.
That like, it's this indeterminate amount of time and people kind of like, the loved one needs to like go to the doctor, right, or work or whatever, and you can just sit in the room with them.
That's a really nice, I mean, like, I'm interested in this book. Yeah, I also, I guess this is just a part of the thought process you have when you're in your mid-30s, yeah, and you start to think about those things.
I've seen what people my age look like, and they're old. That what y'all look like.
Yeah.
And that means that something about me, I'm not sure what, but... Yeah, it's happening. Oh. It's all working.
Wow, what a roller coaster of emotions we've felt today.
All from exploding head syndrome.
All from exploding. I cannot believe it is called exploding head syndrome.
Syndrome.
I thought we were going full Scanners.
No.
I really thought I was like, is this, am I not aware that like 1 in 4 billion people, their heads blow up on an airplane? Like, I know, listen, I'm so glad no one got sucked out of that Alaskan Airlines flight.
But his shirt flew off?
But a chair got sucked out. Thank goodness. You know, if I was on that flight, I'd be in that chair.
There was an empty chair that flew out?
There was an empty chair that flew out.
No person on the chair.
I watched this TikTok about a Hawaiian Air flight where the roof of the plane came off.
No.
And everybody survived except for one flight attendant who was doing drink service and she got sucked out and her body was never recovered.
She went right to heaven. Wait, that's right. Wait, Jason's aunt told me that this is why she doesn't go on airplanes.
What?
She said, I'd love to come to your wedding, but there was this Hawaiian Air stewardess
in 1988.
Who flew out of a plane and that's why I don't go on planes. I was like, they fixed it.
I love it. Never even occurred to me that she got sucked straight to heaven. That's very comforting.
She ascended. It's Jesus and her. And also, who else? Mary?
Yeah, Mary did it too.
Yeah.
But she wasn't on that Hawaiian airline.
She was not.
Don't. That has been wildly misreported. No. That the Virgin Mary was on the Air Hawaii from Maui to the Big Island.
My God.
But I don't know. I guess to me, imagine being the person who was like, I'll have a ginger ale. And your flight attendant gets sucked out up to heaven.
Yeah, you're gonna have real aversion to ginger ale in the future.
Yeah, like, it's all tomato juice.
When I order that, it's all bad.
I watched that TikTok. My mom was a Pan Am flight attendant.
That's right.
And
which means she's hot
and tall. That was, well, I think maybe I've said this before, but when there was that sexy show Pan Am,
yeah,
and there was like a very like steamy trailer, and I showed it to my mom and I was like, is that what it was like? And she said, no, all those girls are too short, which I thought was very, you had to be at least like 5'9", I think, because you were required to like lift the bags up.
That's amazing. Because I was a background actress on Pan Am.
That's right.
And you couldn't be taller than 5'3".
I think that is so hilarious.
I don't know why.
But I did ask my mom because that the air that really just caught my imagination for how horrible.
Yeah.
And I was like, were you ever worried that that would happen? And she was like, I only worried about it my last flight. That she was like, when I was like, I'm going to do my very last flight, that she was like, what if this is the day I get sucked out of the plane?
One last job.
One last job.
Oh God. Oh. I can't believe you have had a naked bald ghost in your house this whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm so thrilled to know about it. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you for allowing me. We've been doing this for so long. How weird that I didn't think to share it. Well, I told you about it in Brooklyn. Remember?
You didn't know, but he didn't know he was here.
Yeah, that's true. That he didn't.
He follows. Did you?
I never mentioned the like peek out thing. Oh wow, I'm sorry.
Chris looks genuinely unhappy.
It's not a ghost. I really feel strongly that it's not a ghost.
It's worse if it's not a ghost.
It's some sort of demonic entity.
Yeah. That
wants us to suffer. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Well. Get out. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Andrew.
And hey, everybody else.
And welcome to our podcast,
Scary Stories to Tell on the pod. It is a podcast about scary stories, urban legends, spooky things you tell us about, and it's hosted by two fit, strength training,
ripped
himbies.
Them bees. Them rip shit. Should we start over?
Well... Yeah, this will be a promo.
What did I say?
Him shit.
Okay,
we'll start over.